Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network. Yep.
It is the E-Man After Show. We're so excited and delighted that you guys will join us for another episode right here on We Talk Radio Network. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Well, we're back live. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. Welcome back to another Sunday night right here on the network, the E-Man After Show. Mandy is in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, everyone. Good evening.
Well, how are you doing tonight?
I am well. I'm so happy to be back in the E-Man studio.
Yes, man, it's good to be back. We're broadcasting this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth in the E-Man studios. Man, we took a hiatus last week, but we're back live tonight.
That's right.
Man, we just come off the Mandy the Mentor show. We had a great show over there on Blog Talk Radio. And we want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines, that's coming in on the network tonight. It is the E-Man After Show.
Yes, it is.
We're back, man. Been a long day, Mandy.
It has been.
We just finished up your show, and we're going to finish tonight on the E-Man After Show tonight.
So awesome.
Got a great episode for you guys. We see you guys coming in on the network. We see you guys coming in on the phone line. Listen, if you want to follow us over here on We Talk Radio, you can follow us. Why? Because we're on all social media.
Right.
Yes, man. I was at a meeting, and, you know, I've been saying, you know, we about on 30 platforms. They say, E-Man, let me give you the updated list. We're on about 50 platforms over here. So we're on all social media. Listen, if you want to follow us, you can go to www.wetalkradio.com. And, you know, you can find us there. But we're on all social media, Mandy. We're on about 50 platforms. What other platforms are we on, Mandy?
Yes, we are. We are on multiple platforms, but this is just a few of them. We are on Firefox, Outlook, Podbean, Chrome, WebView. We're on Podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iTunes, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn Alexa, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon.
Yes, we are heard all around the globe.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's just a few. Guys, if you want to follow We Talk Radio, you can go to a few of those sites.
Yes.
And you can pull up We Talk Radio. Why? Because we have something for you every day of the week.
That's right.
Over here on We Talk Radio. Well, man, it's good to be back in the E-Man studio, though, tonight.
It is so good to be back in the E-Man studio last week.
Yes, we broadcast this show down in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Dallas-Fort Worth. You are listening to your number one listening station. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, the last time we was here, Mandy, I think we interviewed you, right?
We did. Well, you did. Not we. I'm so used to being a partnership. Yes, you interviewed me, E-Man.
Yeah, yeah. This is the co-host, my little sidekick, my little chocolate chip. You know, she helped coach the E-Man After Show over here, and we're so appreciative that you would do that. And we talked to you last time we was live. We talked about your organization, the Mandy the Mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great interview. We want to thank all of you guys that went on and listened to that interview. If you want to go back, you can always go to We Talk Radio Network or WeTalkRadio.com and listen to all the great interviews over here on the E-Man After Show.
Right.
Yes, but we got a YouTube channel. We push it, Mandy.
Yes, we do.
If you guys want to go to our YouTube channel, listen, you can go to our YouTube channel. It's We Talk Radio Network. Mm-hmm. You can like it. You can share it. You can even make a comment if you like. But we definitely want you to subscribe. Don't make me twist your arm over there on the network now.
Yes, guys, you definitely want to hit that subscribe button, and you will receive notifications from We Talk Radio Network. Also, you can learn about our radio personalities, and when we have different things going on, such as events, you will be notified.
Yes, and so we appreciate all of that. We appreciate you guys doing that. Listen, if you want to talk to us tonight, you can call us here at 563-999-3456.
Yes, that's 563-999-3456.
Yeah, shout out to downtown Dallas to the high-rise.
All right,
yeah. Yeah, I got notification that they're down in the high-rise listening to the E-Man After Show. Because, you know, this is a late show, Mandy.
It is.
And a lot of people are going to bed at this time of night. You know, people, they get out of church, and when they get out of church, you know, they are, you know, they come home and get them some dinner, and then they watch a few movies, and then, you know, they go on to bed at 9 o'clock. But we got them night owls, though, Mandy.
We do. Faithful listeners.
We got the night owls. We got those that's surfing on the network, and they come out and hang out with us on Sunday night. This is a men's show.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we men normally come around the domino table, and we put a big six question out there. And we have some great topics.
Right.
We talk everything from relationships to health to all type of stuff. We men come around and we talk men issues.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, in every man, there's a little boy trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we understand you women. Y'all say, hey, y'all be having, you know, our language and y'all language is a little bit different.
Right.
And sometimes y'all don't understand how we talking.
True.
And sometimes y'all don't understand what we doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we trying to help y'all understand how we men think. Because, you know, we some complex creatures. You know, we don't think like y'all think we think.
True.
And so we come around the domino table every Sunday night, and we fellas, we chop up, and we, you sister, we invite y'all around the domino table, and it's an awesome conversation. And so we appreciate that. But guess what today is, man? Today is National Siblings Day.
It is.
So shout out to all of my siblings.
Shout out to mine. You guys know who you are.
Uh-huh. It's National Siblings Day, so hopefully you call your sister, your brother, your siblings.
Yeah, let somebody know that you love them and that you are appreciative for them.
Yes. Well, we see you guys on the phone lines. We see you guys on the network. We see you guys coming in. Why? Because we have a great episode that we're a great show for you guys on tonight. We're so appreciative. We're getting ready to interview a young lady tonight, Mandy. She's out of Holland Springs, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and she has a prayer line ministry.
Yes, she does.
And her prayer line ministry is called Fire and Holy Ghost Prayer Line Ministry.
Right.
First Lady Shirley Pickens.
Yeah.
I had a brain for it right there. you know, it never seems to amaze me, man, that when we go on the air, everybody start texting me.
Right.
Like, E-Man, are you on? Log on the network.
You guys know he's on, okay?
Yes, I'm trying to look at my phone, but yes, we have First Lady Shirley Pickens, and she is the First Lady of the Beulah Baptist Church. Beulah Hills Baptist Church.
Yes. In Blue Mountains, Mississippi.
Is that pronouncing that right? Beulah?
Beulah, uh-huh.
Beulah Baptist Church.
Yes.
I wonder, is that the same church that was in Fighting Temptation? We're going to ask her when we get on the line tonight.
Right.
Beulah Baptist Church.
Yes.
You know, I think that was the church that was in Fighting Temptation with Beyonce, no, right?
You know, I don't know if that's the same church email, but we can certainly ask her.
Yeah, same name. Yes. Well, yes. Well, she's the First Lady, and she has a prayer line.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, she has a prayer line, and she's getting ready coming up on Good Friday, which is next Friday.
It is.
April the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting ready to do a event. It's called The Last Seven Singings.
Yes.
Oh, wow. How powerful.
So powerful.
Yeah, we're going to be talking to her about that tonight. Why? Because everyone knows out there on the network, we're getting ready to bark up on, you know, Resurrection Sunday.
Right.
Palm Sunday, mm-hmm. you know, and this Friday, they call it Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know Good Friday is very significant
because
when we do our reflection and we go back and we start reflecting back,
mm-hmm.
those of us in Christendom and those of us around, even if you're not in Christendom, you understand the last seven sayings of Christ before he, you know, he departed.
Mm-hmm.
And he had some sayings that were so impactful and so meaningful till we're still talking about it today.
That is true.
And so this young lady tonight that we're talking to, she's getting ready to have this event coming up this Friday night. It is called The Last Seven Sins, and it's on her prayer line. She has a prayer line.
Yes.
God have allowed her to birth a prayer line, and her prayer line is called Fire and Holy Ghost Prayer Line Ministry. And we're gonna kind of talk to her a little bit about that, how she got started, you know, what the vision, how God gave her the vision. We're gonna jump into a lot of that. But man, I'm always thinking, like, you know, I think it's significant that she's actually doing that tonight. I mean, this Friday night on her prayer line,
right?
Because, you know, in this time that we're living in this day and time that we're living in, you know, we have social media, we have all kind of platforms where you can, you know, when God shut the world down 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
we weren't able to go into church. So a lot of people started doing stuff online, started mm-hmm. doing things virtually. And some people are back in their church this Friday night.
They are.
Some people will be online. Mm-hmm. But you can actually go on this prayer line. They're going to be, she got seven different prayer line ministers. They're going to be giving topics.
Right.
And they're going to be giving a topic of the last seven sins. And we're going to talk to her a little bit about that because, I'm kind of reminded of that, man. And to those of you on the network, those of you on the phone line, those of you who texted me on my phone right about now, so evidently you're listening. You know, man, when I do my reflection on the last seven sins, to put y'all, those of you that's on the network tonight, those of you on the phone line, to kind of put that in perspective, man, I can remember, you know, George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
George Floyd was brutally murdered.
Yes, he was.
Right. When them cops put their foot in his neck for about like 8 minutes, what was his last sins? One of the things he cried out to his mother.
Yes, he did.
And all those people were standing around him at that moment. It made such an impact until the world began to talk about him crying out to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying George Floyd is Jesus, so don't nobody write me. You know, what am I saying? That was his last sin, and it was so powerful. It was so impactful
mm-hmm.
until even to this day when you mention George Floyd, that's the very thing that
people
mention
remember, yeah.
him crying out to his mother.
Yeah.
Well, if you could think about George Floyd, you could think about our Savior
right.
who died on the cross and, you know, some of his last sins.
Yes, yes, and it reminds me with Jesus, there were several things that he said, but one of the last words that he spoke was in Luke 23:46,
mm-hmm.
and he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit."
Yes,
you
mm-hmm.
know, and you know, a lot of times we remember that, you know,
mm-hmm.
we remember, you know, all seven of them, I'm sure a lot of us do, but we remember that because we know in that moment he released himself, you know,
mm-hmm.
and which was very powerful, you know, and you ask people, what were the last sayings
right.
of Jesus? You're going to get a lot of them. For example, out of Luke 23:34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," you know, which is very powerful, especially when it comes to us as a people, because we constantly have to forgive others, you know. And for me, Iman, that's one of the scriptures that I go back and I relate
mm-hmm.
to, you
right.
know, in those times.
Right, right. Well, I mean, and that's so powerful because when I do my reflection, because it's a time of reflection.
It is.
And every sin that he said before he, you know, locked his head in his shoulders and died,
mm-hmm.
it made an impact.
Yes.
It was so powerful
right.
because I think we all, if you are Christian or not,
mm-hmm.
I think all of us heard the story when he said, "It is finished."
It is finished.
He finished everything at the cross.
Right.
You know, he finished everything at the cross, sickness. He finished mm-hmm. it.
Right.
Healing. He did it all.
Right.
And he said it was finished. I even think
I absolutely love that when
mm-hmm.
he's saying the debt has been paid.
All of it's been paid.
Yes.
And yes, and so them are impactful. Them are the last sins. Them are some of the ones just come to my mind,
mm-hmm.
your mind, men.
Right.
You know, what did he tell the thief? "You shall remember me in paradise." You know,
mm-hmm.
just his last sins were so powerful
mm-hmm.
until in the land today,
mm-hmm.
we are still talking about it because it made that kind of impact.
Right.
So this Friday night, First Lady Pickens, she's
mm-hmm.
doing the last seven sins
right.
on her prayer line ministry. Listen, guys, you on the network, you on the phone lines, I want you to get a pen out. I want you to get a pencil out because we're going to be giving you the number to her prayer line. Her prayer line, I believe, is for Monday through Friday, you know, from 9 to 10. Monday through Friday, they go in there, pray. She's an innocent. We're going to talk to her about all of that when we get on the line. But we see all you guys standing by on the phone lines. We see you guys coming in on the network. The phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up.
Yeah.
Listen, man, we got to take a break. And when we come about our break, we're going to be talking to First Lady Shirley Pickens.
We will be talking to First Lady Shirley Pickens. Guys, keep a pen in it. We'll be back in a moment.
Y'all guys, keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man's show right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
If I lost everything and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. If I lost everything, yeah, and didn't have anything, and you were the only thing, I still have everything. It's you, my everything.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm actress Aaliyah Muhammad, and you're listening to the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action.
Yes, we're back. Welcome to the E-Man After Show. Oh, yeah, come on, Bob with me, man. Hey. Hey. Yeah, it is the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio. We see all you guys standing by on the phone lines. We see you guys on the network tonight. We so appreciate it that you would take time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us all tonight, man.
Yeah.
It is the E-Man After Show. Hey. Come on, Bob, with me, man. I know we just finished your show. Wake up.
Now I'm up over here now.
If you want to know who I am, man. Hey, yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. Well, we're excited and delighted that you guys are hanging out with us on tonight. It is another episode of the E-Man After Show. Listen, at 9:35 tonight, we got a segment. It's called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell.
Yes.
Yeah, so we want to thank all of you guys. And I want to appreciate all you guys that went back on the network this past weekend. We was out this past weekend, and they listened to the Rewind Show, man. I looked at the numbers, and I listened to, we actually ran that interview with Fred Bell.
Right.
And we appreciate all you guys went back and listened to that show. We want you to go and listen to all the shows. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. She is the owner and CEO of We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Kia Davis.
Shout out to you if you're listening on tonight. Yes, a shout out to all of those over here at We Family. We're so appreciative of all the personalities, all of you guys over here on We Talk Radio, because we are heard all around the globe, all around the world. This show is being broadcast tonight and all the great shows. We so appreciate it. Listen, We Talk been around for 12 years.
That's right.
And it's running strong. And just before we bring our guests in, Mandy, I do want to do this.
Okay.
We want to salute our queen, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah, Lordy. This sister made it to the, she's a judge for the
Supreme Court.
Listen, that's to be commended, to be celebrated.
Yes.
So shout out to her.
That's right. Shout out to her.
Yes. She did the doggone thing, huh?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She.
Yeah, she stood tall. I mean, she stood strong. She stood, sit there in that courtroom and let them jokers know, listen, at the end of the day, I got this.
Yeah, she went through over 24 hours of questioning within 2 days, you know. And that's a lot, you know. And prior to that, there were still questions coming. Her integrity was questioned. Her character was questioned, but she yet still stood. And what I really love about her is that she kept her composure, and she was able to look the senators that were questioning her in the eye. You know, not one time did she look over to the side when she was asked a question. I'm talking about difficult questions. She stood, you know, and this is the outcome.
Yeah, well, you know, any of you Bible readers out there, you know, it's a scripture in the Bible that says the first shall be last and the last shall be first.
Right.
It's being a turnaround in the land.
It has been, yes.
Yes, yes. And so we just want to, you know, give our shout out to her.
Yes.
We're so proud of you. You're just doing it. We're going to see what she's going to do when she get up in there. But we're proud of you. But tonight, we have a First Lady that's standing by on the line. First Lady Shirley Pickens. And she is the First Lady of the Beulah Hill Baptist Church. I'm going to have to ask her. Beulah Baptist Church, I just seen Fighting Temptation. And I remember them mentioning the name of the church. But we're talking to her tonight. Why? Because she's getting ready, coming up April the 15th, this Friday night, Good Friday, the last seven sayings, how powerful and how awesome it's going to be. And so to all of my We family, to all of you around the network, to all of the E-Man followers, this coming up Friday night, I want you to bombard this prayer line number. We're going to give you the prayer line number where you can call in. I want you to call in to the line is busy, and they say, we couldn't even get in. You know, I want you to listen. We got a great following over here. We want you to jump on this young lady's prayer line this Friday night, because, you know, a lot of people are not going to be church this Friday night.
Right.
A lot of people are not going to be online. Well, you can get on this prayer line.
That's right.
She's going to have some awesome speakers. They're going to be giving a great word. So we want you, my We family and the E-Man followers over here on the E-Man After Show, we're going to give that number out. Get your pen out, because this Friday night, we want to jam her phone line. I don't know how many people she can get on her phone line, mm-hmm. but we're going to jam them up. Why? Because we're going to have everybody listening to this word that's getting ready to go. Because this is a significant moment in the body of Christ.
It is.
And Christ, mm-hmm. And we take it very, very seriously. And so with that being said, let me see if I can bring First Lady Shirley Pickens into the conversation. First Lady Pickens, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, hello, First Lady Shirley Pickens. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great, doing fine. Blessed.
Well, awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. I want to welcome you to the E-Man After Show tonight. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. You're First Lady, so I know you probably did all that First Lady stuff at church today. But we're excited to have you tonight, ma'am, joining us, because I know you're getting ready to do a great event coming up on Friday night, Good Friday. And so, man, to say hello to the First Lady.
Yes. Hello, First Lady Shirley Pickens.
Okay. Hello.
Welcome
lady.
To the email.
Hello.
All right. Well, we welcome you.
Thank you all for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you, ma'am.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are excited to have you tonight. And I don't want you to be nervous. You good. You know, you can relax, because we're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about what, you know, God have put on your heart to do this coming up Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be powerful. But to our listening audience, Ms. Pickens, the E-Man After Show is heard all around the globe, all around the world. And we got people right now that's listening to us from far and near. We got people over in China. We got people in Russia.
Right.
South Africa is on the line tonight. We got so many. France is on the line tonight. Canada is on the line.
Right.
The United States, United Kingdoms, and Dallas-Fort Worth is on the line.
Right.
And Memphis is on the line tonight. Yes, I can see Memphis. I see there's a lot of numbers. You got to be these Memphis numbers, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
lots of numbers.
And so we want to thank all you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight to hear this First Lady, because she's out of Tennessee. What is it, Holly Springs, Mississippi?
That's
correct. Where you're from? Yes.
That's
well,
where
for
I'm
our
from.
listeners, Miss Pickens, First Lady, I don't know what it is about the First Lady. First Lady, I want to ask you this question before we get into this conversation. What it is about the First Lady? You know, you can say the pastor, you can say the bishop, you get a little applause.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People are clap. But when you ask it, when you say the First Lady, everybody just lose their mind. What's up on that? I just want to know.
I have no idea.
You can say. You know how they do it in church. Giving honor to God and to the pastor, you know, and everybody will clap. But when you say the First Lady, it's like it's 5 or 10 minutes. What's going on with that?
We just have it like that. We gather like that.
I know that's right. Well, ma'am, we so appreciative to have you on tonight. And so for our listeners that's listening all on the phone lines and on the globe, that don't know who you are, never heard of First Lady Shirley Pickens, y'all will get to know her tonight. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, ma'am, who you are and what you do?
Amen. First, I'd like to say good evening to each and every one, and to God be the glory on this evening. First, I want to give honor to our Heavenly Father, our Savior Jesus Christ, and I do acknowledge the Holy Spirit on tonight. I am Shirley Pickens. I'm married to Pastor Holden Pickens. We have 2 daughters, Tiffany and Diana, 5 grandchildren, Anaya, Alexis, Jamarin, Jalen, and Jeremy. I am I reside in Holly Springs, Mississippi. I am the First Lady of Beulah Hill Baptist Church, and it is located in Blue Mountain, Mississippi. And I am the host of the Fire and Holy Ghost Prayer Line on Monday through Friday at the 9 a.m. hour. And my motto is everybody is somebody, and there is no nobody. There is no big eyes and little you. Everybody is somebody.
Hello, somebody. Everybody is somebody. I like that.
Right.
Yeah, y'all heard it. Everybody is somebody. Ain't no big eyes and little U's over here on the Fire and Holy Ghost prayer line.
That's right.
Yes. Well, that's awesome, man. Well, we want to thank you for that, and shout out to the pastor. Let me stay in order here. Shout out to Pastor Pickens if he's listening, and we want to appreciate him and thank God for him, because I know y'all been in ministry what, about 24 years now, ma'am?
24 years, coming up on 25 in June.
Oh, that's to be commended, because, you know, ministry can be challenging. For y'all to be standing on the wall for 24 years to 25 years, that's to be commended, you know. But I do want to ask you this here just right off the bat. It's Beulah Hill Baptist Church, right? Is I pronouncing that right? Beulah Hill? Pronounce
hey,
your church,
are,
first lady.
Beulah Hill.
Is that from Fighting Temptation?
You no, know, it's
you,
not.
Hey, okay. I just wanted to know, because you know, if you watch that movie, Beulah Hill Baptist Church is in that movie. At least that name is.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just curious
okay.
that what y'all
mean.
Not you. Okay. Okay. Well, ma'am, let's just dive into this conversation tonight, because I think you're getting ready to do an awesome thing coming up on this Friday, April the 15th. You know, the last seven sins. Fire and Holy Ghost presents the last seven sins. Let's talk a little bit about that. What inspired you to come up with, what motivated you to come up with that this Friday night, the last seven sins? How did that even come about?
Okay. Well, how it came about, you know, I visited the other prayer line, and it was seven of us, you know, and I wanted to, you know, bring all of us together, you know, on one line together. And so I was thinking, I said, well, we'll do a Friday, I'll get something together, and we'll do a Friday night and call it a Friday night hangout. So then and I was thinking, I said, well, there's seven seals. Then I thought about the fruit of the Spirit. And I said, but there was only one problem with the fruit of the Spirit. There's nine fruit, and there's only seven prayer lines.
Right.
And so then a few days later, the Holy Spirit came to me and said the seven last sins. And so I went, you know, I went to my calendar and looked to see when was Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see it was April the 15th. So then I got started. I said, well, I got to get busy. And
mm-hmm.
so I, you know, started reaching out to the other prayer line and asking them. And everyone that I asked, you know, they didn't turn me down. They didn't say, I'll get back with you or, you know, give me
mm-hmm.
the runaround immediately. They told me they would. And so that was my confirmation right there. I said, well, this God must be pleased with, you know, this event that I'm trying to bring forth. And so, yeah, we are looking forward to this event. I am very much looking forward to it. And,
yes.
It is April the 15th at 6 p.m. They'll be going down on the Holy Ghost, Fine Holy Ghost prayer line.
Gonna be going down, huh?
It's gonna be going down.
Awesome.
Gonna be
yes,
going
ma'am.
Down. Amen.
Well, amen to that. You have several ministries that will be participating in the last several sins. Shout out to Servant for God Ministries, Deuteronomy 28 Women, Men of Valor, Servant of God's Ministry, Antioch Walls, Overcomers Minister, Overcomers, and of course your ministry, Fire and Holy Ghost Prayer Line.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. That's going to be awesome. So each of what, you know, what I think is significant, First Lady and Mandy, is she's doing it on her prayer line,
mm-hmm.
but she have gathered several more prayer lines. That's just significant within itself.
Yes, it is.
You know, because you just heard her say it's going to be going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be going down, because when you get all of these people and all of these saints of God that faith start connecting with each other,
mm-hmm.
you know, because even I do know you on your information here, you guys are going to be fasting the night before, right? You're going to be fasting and praying, because we understand how serious this moment is, because this is a reflection of Jesus Christ in his last days of living.
Mm-hmm.
And so, First Lady, with that being said, when we start reflecting back, you know, how important it is you say God, you know, now one of these individuals on these prayer lines, you know, they just was all on board. And so how important that is to be able to pull that together, you know, talk to us about obedience, because a lot of times people miss just the obedience. You know, she was just obedient and she put a clarion call out, man.
Yes.
And once she put the clarion call out, everybody jumped on board.
Mm-hmm.
And so First Lady Pekin, share with us a little bit about some of the topics that you may have gave each and every one of them to talk about. You know, you don't really have to go right into it, because we want them to come Friday night and get this meat.
That's right.
Because this going to be some good meat on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, those of you who are listening in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, those of you listening all around the network and around the world, Friday night, this coming Friday night, whatever you're doing, between what time it started? It started at 6 o'clock, right? 6 o'clock until?
6 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
Until.
Yes, until. It's going to be it. So with the prayer lines, is it just going to be them speaking? Is there anything else going on to lead up to them speaking? How is this layout going to be? Tell us a little bit how this layout going to be.
Yes, you know, well, the layout is going to be, you know, we're going to have devotion, you know, open song, prayer, and scripture reading. And then we will have occasion, and then we'll have, you know, someone to sing, and then we'll go into the seventh song.
Okay. Well, listen, guys, we don't want you to wait till 6 o'clock. I'm looking at the time, it says 6 until. We don't want you to wait till 6 o'clock. We want you to start calling in early, like at 5:45. Is that okay, First Lady, they call in early?
That's okay.
Call in a little earlier so you can get in where you can fit in. Because why? We're going to try to jam the phone lines up that night, First Lady. We're going to make an appeal to everybody that's listening to the network to call in this Friday night, because a few of these prayer lines I know,
mm-hmm.
you know. Never been on your prayer line, First Lady. And I really met you or really know you through a couple of prayer lines that I'm familiar with, which is Deuteronomy 28 Women and Men of Valor. You know, I've heard you play. And listen, man, this sister here can pray. Listen, when this First Lady start praying, demons start trembling. Hell start bagging up.
All right now.
You know, people start getting nervous because I've heard her pray. She can
mm-hmm.
pray. You know what I'm saying? And I've heard on Deuteronomy 28 Women prayer line and Men of Valor prayer line. But First Lady, we got to do our segment. It's called Encouragement with the Soul with Fred Bell. And when we come out of this segment, we're going to continue this conversation with you, ma'am. So, you know, you can go get you some water. You can relax, and we'll be back talking to you shortly. So let's go to our break.
All right.
And to all of you that's on the network, we got a segment here. It's called Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. You guys keep it locked. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right after this.
We'll be back in a moment.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for your soul.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like a failure? Meaning, whatever you put your hands on or whatever you tried to accomplish, it just never came to pass. And the world told you that you were a failure. But let me tell you today, in Christ Jesus, you are more than a conqueror. The world will beat you down. The world will tell you things that are not true. And as humans, we tend to believe what the world is saying to us. Therefore, we start to think that we cannot conquer anything. No matter what we try, we can treat people right. We can do everything according to the Word of God. And we can still feel deep down inside that we're less than. But Romans 8:37 lets us know that despite of all the overwhelming things, the victory is ours through Christ who loves us. We as Christians have faced all kinds of trials and tribulations, sickness, imprisonment, even death. And some of these things make us feel abandoned by God. But through Jesus' death, he showed us how much he loved us. And Paul is telling us in this verse, it's almost impossible to be separated from the love of God. So let me tell you today that through all you've been through, you are more than a conqueror, because you have been through sickness. You have been through trials. You have been through tribulations. But yet and still, you stand here today as a testimony that you have made it. So no matter what the world may tell you, you are more than a conqueror. You have heard another encouragement for your soul by Deacon Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
You're listening to The Sound.
Because I'm blessed, help me to bless somebody else.
World-class barbershop and salon. We're coming live, and you can listen to us on the E-Man radio show. After Hours radio show on WeTalkRadio.com. We live with E-Man himself.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us for another episode right here on the E-Man After Show. Man, the phone lines are lit up. The network is lit up. We want to thank you guys that's chimed in tonight, because we have First Lady Shirley Pickens on the line tonight. And we're talking to her about the last seven sins that's coming up this Friday night that she's presenting, her minister is presenting, mm-hmm. Fire and Holy Ghost Ministry. First Lady, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Well, we're glad that you're back, and we're glad that you're hanging out with us, ma'am. Yes, we're talking to First Lady Shirley Pickens. She's getting ready to put on this Friday night, which is Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy, the last seven sins. Mandy?
The last seven sins. Yes, First Lady Pickens, what are some of the things that the Lord has shared with you during your personal, intimate prayer time with him about this occasion that you're putting on?
the occasion that I'm putting on is, you know, to bring, you know, there are so many out there, you know, there's a lot of people out there that probably hadn't even thought on, you know, the last seven saying what there's a meaning to, you know, that how our Savior, you know, hanging up there on the cross, all that he can endure, you know, through the beating and everything and the betrayal and all that, and had gotten to up to this point up there on the cross, you know, in all the agony and pain that he was going through at the time, that he was, you know, begin to speak all these different things out, you know. And so, you know, God just wanted me to, you know, to get this out there where people that didn't realize, you know, what the last seven saying were about, you know. It's so, you know, if I can just, you know, talk on a few of the topics, you know.
Sure.
The one, like, for instance, where he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That shows, that show people how you know, Jesus, even at this point in his life, after he had been, all these things had been done to him, how much compassion that he still had, you know, to even, you know, be up there at that time, hanging on the cross, you know, in all this agony and pain, they on spears him in the side and drove nails and nails in his hands and feet, and the stone that he had to wear, that heavy stone, and then had to carry that heavy cross up Calvary Hill, and then him up there on the cross, you know, speaking these, you know, words, you know, Father, forgive them. That you know, those words tell a lot. You know, it should, you know, pound in our heart that, you know, we should be have forgiveness for people that have did us wrong. If Jesus, you know, is going through all of this and he have, you know, a forgiving heart like that. So that, you know, I wanted to bring that, you know, I mean, you know, God has given that to me to bring, you know, forth. And it's just a lot of meaning in all of this that he spoke, you know, his when he was saying, woman, behold our son. He was looking at his mother. He didn't call her mother, but he was saying, woman, behold our son. And son, behold our mother. He was telling John to take care of his mother, you know. He loved his mother. He was, and like E-Man was talking on the issue about George Floyd, you know, when he cried out for his mother, that made an impact, a very impact on the entire world. And then, you know, then when he came down to the last, when he said it is finished, you know, he didn't say I'm finished. You know, you all, he didn't say I'm finished. He didn't say I'm finished. He said it's finished, because he was not finished. He right now is at the right hand of his Father, you know, interceding for us. And he told us when he went away, he said, I'm going away to prepare a place. So if he had been finished, you know, he wouldn't have never told his disciples that he's going away to prepare a place for us. But he was talking about he had finished everything that he came to do, everything that had been prophesied of his coming that he was going to do. He had did all of it. And so that's what he was talking about. It was, it's finished. And so, you know, I'm just excited. You know, I'm excited. And when I get to talking about God Jesus, you know, I just get so excited. Well, I can hardly contain myself. Amen.
I understand.
Amen.
Yeah, well, you got a fire and Holy Ghost prayer line. It ain't nowhere in the world you can have a prayer line named Fire and Holy Ghost and not feel that thing.
But with that being said, amen. Yeah, amen. He mentioned your prayer line, Fire and Holy Ghost. And just to be honest, we don't really hear people capitalize not that often on Fire and Holy Ghost anymore. You know, I remember growing up, First Lady Pickens, you know, we were talking about the Holy Ghost, fire of God, and the fire of God consuming you and the works of the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about, how did you come up with the name Fire and Holy Ghost?
Okay. How I came about the Fire and Holy Ghost, I can't take the credit for it. I was Mother Echols. I know you all have heard of Mother Echols. Mother Echols, well, I know E-Man, you have. Mother Echols,
yes,
she was on the line, her and Sister Queen was on that line, and it was just so full of fire that day. And Mother Ethelia, I had just, you know, started the prayer line. I hadn't been, we hadn't been in been going in the making for that long, you know. And Mother Ethel, she asked me, she said, have you named this prayer line yet? And I said, no, ma'am, I hadn't. She said, well, it needs to be named Fire and Holy Ghost. So it is so full of fire. And so I said, okay, Mother Ethel. So that's how I came about with that name, Fire and Holy Ghost prayer line. And we do, you know, sometimes I tell you the spirit gets so high on that. And it's just like, you know, it's a prayer line, but we have church on that line. You hear me? We have church, you know. Uh-huh. And I just, can't hardly wait, you know, to get on every morning, which I'm on, you know, on the other prayer lines before the 9 o'clock hour. I've been on, made it to 3 prayer lines, you know, by that time. And I just, and so I just be, you know, just getting all the food I can get because, you know, we need that spiritual meal each and every day.
Yes.
And so,
right. Mm-hmm. So awesome. So awesome. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, on the phone lines, we're talking to First Lady Shirley Pickett. Yes, she's getting ready to present the Last Seven Sayings this Friday night, which is Good Friday, April the 15th. It's at 6 o'clock. It starts at 6 o'clock. Isn't it? Or what? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Central Standard Time. Let me take this mint out of my mouth.
Over there eating. Have no business.
First Lady, I'm over here eating. I'm listening to you. You done got me fired up. You know, you fired up. I done got fired up. I'm over here. We done swallow my food up. But, yes. And so this Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be awesome. All around the network, all around the globe, all on the phone lines. Tell a friend. We provoke you. We prepare you to join this prayer line. For those of you that follow the We Talk Radio Network, follow this this network. First Lady been around for 12 years. It's thriving. It's awesome. Have a great following. And they're going to listen. They're going to jam this phone line up this Friday night. They're going to be calling in from everywhere. Yeah. So we want you guys to call in. Hopefully you got a pencil. You know, we have given you time to get a pencil and out. And we're going to give you these numbers where you're able to call in to the prayer line. And get some service, get some church on the line.
That's right.
You know, because ain't nowhere in the world you can have 7 prayer lines and you don't feel the anointing or the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, that thing is gonna be on. You know.
That's right. If you need some oil, okay, need to be restored. If you need the oil, this is it. This is redemption. You know,
right.
And a lot of us, we need to be redeemed in so many different spiritual aspects of our lives, right? In our spiritual life, and if you need to be renewed and you need to be restored, you want to be on that prayer line on Friday, the 15th at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have the numbers here for you. You guys can call in to the number at 605-475-4120. Access code is 771-5727 pound. Also, there's an alternate number for you if you cannot get through on the first line. It's 717-275-8940. Access code is 771-5727 pound.
First Lady, on that altar number is, let me ask you this question because we want you guys on the network and on the phone lines to be real clear. The first number is 605-475-4120. When they put that in, because, you know, everybody's phone devices is different. Everybody
right.
use different phones. Mm-hmm. And so do they need to put that number in right after it and then put the access code, or is this just an altered number all the way around?
They have to put the access code in after entering the number on each one of the altered number and the main number. Once they put the number in, they have to
put the access code in. Okay, well, and so to make that real plain to you guys on the network and on the phone lines, you know, everybody's device is different. You don't have to dial 605, the whole number, then put the alternate number in. Them are two separate numbers, but behind both of those numbers, you do have to put the access code in. So let me get that number out one more time. Man, it talks real fast. And so let me get this number out one more time, First Lady. Hopefully you got a pen. I'm giving you guys a chance to get a pen because, you know, I know some of y'all pen that y'all ain't wrote all day long and it's taking you a minute to get, you know. So we're going to stall it. This is what they do at my church, man.
You go to your car,
you
the glove department.
Yes, you know, they stall, you know. You know, First Lady, my pastor, you know, those that follow the E-Man After Show, they know I'm a member of the Potter's House, right? And Bishop Jakes will give a scripture, and then, you know, he'll sing a song to let people find it because it take them a minute to find it, you know, when they don't open their Bible in a while. So I'm going to give y'all a minute to get y'all pen and scratch on a piece of paper and make sure it's writing real good. Because, we definitely want you guys, I got people texting me. First Lady, I've been telling people about the event. I've been telling people about it. And over here on the network, they're excited about it. So we're driving it. All roads leads to this prayer line this Friday night. No matter where you at, if you're not in your church, because we do recognize there's a lot of the churches that's having something going on this Good Friday. But this, if you ain't got nothing, absolutely nothing to do, and then I'm gonna suggest that you cheat a little bit. I can do this. This is the E-Man After Show. I'm going to suggest that, you know, it start at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Mm-hmm. You know, most churches don't start at 7 and 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get off the fire in the Holy Ghost prayer line, by the time you get to your church, you're going to be on fire.
Right.
Yeah, because you're going to be on, got some good word, you know, some good prayer. It's going to be on. And so those of you that's got your pens out now, this is the number we want you to call Friday night at around 5:45. We want you to start calling in. 605-475-4120. Access code 771-5727-pound. Then the alternate number, if you can't get in on that number, the alternate number is 717-275-8940. That's 8940. Same access code 771-5727-pound. That'll put you right into the Holy Ghost prayer line, fire and Holy Ghost prayer line Friday night. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be epic. The power of God is going to be moving. These speakers is going to be, they're going to be anointed because I see here that you having them to fast on that Friday night, First Lady. Talk to us a little bit how important that is for them to consecrate themselves. Why? Because it's all about reflection because they're reflecting back. Talk to us a little bit about that, ma'am.
Way of cleansing, you know, so we want to be cleansed when we come before the Lord on that Friday. We want to do a total fasting to clean our body and our mind and get focused on, you know, on what is going to take place on Friday. Fasting, you know, when you fast, you got to fast and pray, you know, because you know there's power in fasting and praying. We know when Jesus cast out that, you know, that dumb, deaf and dumb spirit in that boy, you know, the disciples, they didn't know why they had prayed. They didn't know why that when Jesus went there and cast it out, they didn't know why. And they asked him privately a question, why could they not do it? And Jesus told them some things just come by fasting and praying. So that's why we want to fast, and along with our fasting, we will be praying as well to, you know, we get the power and strength and comfort, you know, through fasting. And so that's what this fasting is about, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Concentrating ourselves, cleansing ourselves,
right.
You know, getting prepared to do what God have us and want us to do on that night so we can be, you know, focused, you know, put our main focus on what took place on that Friday. And I think, you know, doing this fasting will, you know, be a part of that to get our mind where it needs to be. You know, I might be a little hungry, but, you know, we fast for 40 days.
right.
And, so he would give us the strength to, you know, endure during that time of fasting.
Well, you know, it's a reflection. We're reflecting back, and because we know Resurrection Sunday is right around the corner, you know, we want to reflect back, and we want to consecrate ourselves, and we want to get in that position to really, you know, I started out talking about George Floyd, but me and First Lady, when you reflected back, can you imagine if Jesus was brutally murdered? You know, he did no sin. You know, he was without sin. And for him to be brutally murdered and some of the things that he said at the end was so powerful, so impactful.
Right.
Why? Because, you know, they didn't take his life. He laid his life down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he got back up. And he still lives today in these last seven sayings because, you know, I know you got some powerful speakers. You know, you could talk about the other prayer line ministries, First Lady. I want to talk about two of them because these are the two that I met you on. I met you on Deuteronomy 28 Women Prayer Line under the leadership and direction of Minister Ubed Smith, just another powerful prayer warrior,
right?
Intercessor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the sister just got it going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit biased by her because, you know, those of you following the E-Man After Show, me and Avala, that's Deacon Smith, he sit around the domino table with us on Sunday nights, and we chop it up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you have heard Deacon Smith talk about Deuteronomy 28 women, his wife is a minister.
Right.
They have two co-ed prayer lines. They come together, and they put these prayer lines together. And First Lady, you can tell them, it's awesome, isn't it, First Lady?
It is.
Yes, we want you guys to, and those of you on the network that you might not be even involved in any prayer lines, we got seven of them here. And we want you to start beginning to, you know, get on some prayer lines. Why? Because we're living in times where we need to pray. Because scripture teaches us, Mandy, you know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the part everybody normally leaves out, you know, it talks about you got to turn from your wicked ways.
Right.
Until we pray to this world start turning, we're not going to see no healing.
Mm-hmm.
And so these seven prayer lines, they are coming together in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Minister Ubed, she probably already over there. She's so fired up.
Oh, she ready.
Yeah, she ready right off the top.
Right.
If y'all ain't never heard Minister Ubed speak, you know, oh, she going to be off the chain.
Yes.
We know she's going to be speaking. Because I see here you're allowing each and every one of them about 10 minutes to speak, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if you're giving them 10 minutes, you best going to turn it out in five.
That's right.
The devil going to be mad in 5 minutes for sure. First Lady, I know you probably going to turn it out in 4 minutes, you know. So all these powerful speakers. Then we got Pastor Howard Smith. He's going to be speaking on the behalf of Men of Valor, another great man to God. He's going to be speaking. God is going to use him. He has a word in his mouth just as well. And so I do know these two prayer lines is going to be awesome. And by the way, those of you that I just mentioned, Pastor Howard Smith, I do want to plug him. I don't know if I can, but I am. You know, this young man, he teach a Bible study also. Him and his wife, they teach a Bible study every Thursday night. It's called Country Creek Smith Ministries. It's on Facebook, you know, and then they have a phone number that you can call. And I'm going to take the liberty and the time to give out that number because those of you on the network, the reason why we are bringing this to you guys, because all around the world, First Lady, there's a lot of calamities going on. We're in war right now, you know. We got so much going on until we got to put this out so people can get it.
Right.
And one of the ways they can get it, they're going to be able to get it through the E-Man After Show. I may do a lot of other stuff, First Lady, but I ain't tricked. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't just do church stuff. I do all stuff. But when it comes to God's business, I take it very, very seriously. And so I know this young man, Pastor Howard Smith, him and his wife, First Lady Felicia Smith, they teach a Bible study every Thursday night, and it's on Facebook. And their ministry is called Country Creek Smith Ministry. And that number, if you guys, well, I think they start, I think it's at 7 o'clock. Don't quote me. I believe it's at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. They teach to my brothers and sisters in Christendom, to my brothers and sisters, even if you ain't in Christendom, you know, to that atheist out there that's listening around the world, to that unbeliever, I want to direct you to these prayer lines because, first of all, I want you to get some prayer. And then we want to provoke you to prevail you to come back to Christ. And then when you come to Christ, you know, First Lady Pickens Church has been they've been on the wall for 24 years, getting ready for 25 years.
Right.
We got to get people back into the fold. We got to get people. The world done open back up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the world was shut down 2 years ago. We open back up now. And so If you don't have a church home, those of you down there around Tennessee, you know, around Memphis, down that way, you know, Holly Springs, Mississippi, down that way, we want, is that where your church is? Where's your church at, First Lady? Where's Beulah Hill Baptist Church at?
Blue Mountain, Mississippi.
Where's Blue Mountain, Mississippi? Blue Mountain, Mississippi. Okay. Where's that at, First Lady?
It's between Ripley and New Albany, Mississippi. You don't know the
I ain't going to even tell those stories. I don't even know. But to somewhere down there in Mississippi, we want you to stop by their church. When are y'all services, ma'am? Just before I plug Pastor Smith, when are y'all services start, ma'am?
It's so we are there it start at 11 o'clock every. We are there right now. We are there every first, third, and fifth Sundays for now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At 11 o'clock p.m. A.m. I'm sorry, 11 o'clock
okay.
p.m.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. awesome. And so those of you down in Mississippi, down that way, need a church home, stop by Beulah Baptist Church, Beulah Hill Baptist Church. Pastor Pickens and First Lady Pickens there will be honored to serve you and teach you that God's word. And she got a fire and Holy Ghost prayer line. I know these churches on fire because you can't have a name like that and the church not be on fire, you know. So stop by their services. But Pastor Smith, I was talking about him just a minute ago. And the reason why I'm taking the time to share that is why? Because we're living in the last days. And First Lady, I asked you this question like I asked a lot of pastors. But those of you that want to follow Country Creek Smith Ministries on Facebook, I'm not for sure. I know it's on Facebook. But the number is 434-300-4132. Access code 437-431-POUND. You can call in on the Thursday night to all my new believers that you don't have a church home, that you need some teaching, because me and Mandy, we have had an opportunity to sit there and listen to them teach. Right, Mandy?
Right.
And they are teaching the word of God, you know, precept on precept, kind of for the new believer, you know. And if not, call this prayer line. This the same number you can call me in the valley. But Pastor Howard Smith is going to be speaking. Minister Ubeth is going to be speaking. And all the other prayer line ministers is going to be speaking. First Lady Pickett, she's going to be. What are you talking about, First Lady, next Friday night? Give us a little preview of what you're going to be talking about next Friday night.
I'm going to be speaking on It's Finished. I'm not going to give you all anything. I just want you all to come and listen. I don't want to give you all, let any secrets out, you know. So just come and, just come and take part. Not only am I speaking, we got some, like you said, we have some great speakers on for that night.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to be talking about is sins, you know, his last stand when he, before he hung his head in the lock of his shoulder and gave up the ghost, he said, it's finished. And so that's what I'm going to be speaking on Good Friday, if it's the Lord will.
Save all that
juice. I am just so excited.
I want to tug at her a little bit, even. But you know what, First Lady Pickett, I'm going to let you be, because we need people to log on to the prayer line, because I really want to tug at you on It's Finished, but it's okay. We'll, you know.
Yeah, because I remember that, you know, she's talking on some, because, you know, I just said that in the introduction, yeah, because there was some of the last sins, and I know it's going to be powerful.
It's going to be powerful.
It's going to be epic, and we want you guys, and I know all the other prayer lines and all the other speakers has probably got a great topic that they're going to be talking about. And so, guys, we prevail you. We provoke you. Listen, I double dare you to call in Friday night. If you call in this Friday night, you're going to see some change in your life, because it's going to be on fire.
It's going to be on fire. You have some awesome speakers, you know, as Eman stated, I can also say that Minister Bette Smith, she's on fire, you know, and I honor her, love her. She is on fire. I know that someone truly is going to be blessed by everyone that is participating. And this is a word that, amen, that's needed, especially in this day and time. We know that, you know, the Lord going to the Christ is very significant. And, you know, we hear yearly messages of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, right?
Right.
Where are we at now in the world? People need to be reminded. They need to be reminded of these seven sayings.
Right,
you know, they
need
and apply them and apply them to their life. You know, I love the one that First Lady is going to be speaking on. It is finished because the debt has already been paid. I know you're not. I'm not going to. I'm just speaking from.
Yeah,
what I'm saying now, okay, First Lady, I'm sorry. I'm not going off into, because I don't know what God is giving you, but just tapping into the debts have already been paid. So many people, First Lady, they're still holding themselves hostage. You know, they're still looking at what they did last year, the year before last. You know, they're still penalizing themselves. Mm-hmm. And we need to know that Jesus Christ paid the debt on Calvary. You know, it is done, you know. And to forgive ourselves, I have experienced so many people that, you know, we talk about forgiving one another, but so many people have not applied that to their lives, you know, or have difficulties applying that to their lives. It is finished, meaning that that consequence is no longer held over their head because Jesus paid the price.
Right.
So I'm not, once again, First Lady, I didn't mean to go off into your topic. I know we're two different people, and we're, but I know you said you didn't want to go there, so I'm not asking you to go there, but just the listeners out there tonight that may need a second wind, you know, you want to tune in. You want to be there on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ain't got nothing else to do. You know, make sure you chime in. You know, First Lady, they ain't got nothing else to do. It's Good Friday. They're going to be off work.
Right.
And so we want to make sure they on the phone lines. But a couple of more things, and we're going to let you go because I told you we're going to be an hour tonight. First Lady, I have the opportunity to shut it down because I'm the last show on Sundays on the We Talk Radio Network. Everybody else that did their show. So I do a late show. And First Lady, what I found out, it's a market at this time of the hour. And told my show was the number one show on the network. And have a great following. And so they're going to be bombarding your prayer line this Friday night. And is there any other way? I think you got a link. Is there any other way they can contact you this Friday night for your prayer line of ministry?
Yeah, there is a link.
Go ahead and get that out if you can.
Hold on just 1 second.
No problem. Ladies and gentlemen on the network, listen, if you want to ask the First Lady any questions, you can hit option one. We'll bring you into the conversation. You know, we want to appreciate all you guys that's standing by on the phone lines, listening to the E-Man After Show. This is what we do. We come together. We come around the table and we talk issues. We talk all about a whole lot of stuff over here on the E-Man After Show. But we all about, you know, when it comes to God's business, doing God's business just as well.
Right.
And so we want to thank this First Lady. I don't know if Pastor anywhere around. I think she told me Pastor go to bed real early. If Pastor anywhere around First Lady, he probably going to bed, huh?
He probably is. He was in the next room, him and the granddaughter were listening, but I don't know if he still, so he goes to bed with the chicken.
Well, you know, I'm taught very well, you know, it's not, you know, when I got a pastor on the line, I want to acknowledge the man of God, you know what I'm saying? And so, Pastor, if you're listening, shout out to you, sir. Thank you for all that you are doing down there in Mississippi. You know, we appreciate you, sir. Y'all been thriving for 24 years. Since First Lady, my brother is a pastor. My youngest brother, he's a pastor here in Dallas, Texas, in the Grand Prairie area. He's been in ministry now for 22 years. Well, you know, it's probably been about 24, 25, a thriving church, Hebron Community Church. So I understand pastors, First Lady. So, you know, I definitely want to give the pastor his kudos. You know what I'm saying? So tell him me and Mandy said hello.
Yes.
And we appreciate all that he's doing. Yeah, yeah. And anything that he need us to do, we'll announce it. Or anything you have for us to announce, First Lady, you can always get it to me and we'll announce it for you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You found
thank
that link
so
yet?
And I do. Okay.
Go ahead and get that
it's
link out for
hello, us. hello.freecomfort.com/conf/call/7715727. And I will repeat that again. It's hello.freecomfort.com/conf/call/7715727. And it was it will hold up to 250 on web and 250 on call.
Okay.
My line. And anything over there, we can piggyback if we get more than that.
yes, ma'am.
You, know, you all can piggyback on someone,
Well, we want you guys to follow that. We want you to jam the phone lines. We want you to jam the network this Friday night.
Right.
Why? Because we... God has put this on her heart, and she's being obedient. And we want to thank God for your obedience. When you know you know that you're even moving on it, because I know it will have to be somewhat. How would you say it? I don't want to use the word difficult, because you know there's a lot of other churches are doing the same thing. There's a lot of other churches are in service that night, but for you to be obedient, you know, I would see it like this. It was already planned in the heavens. And someone is going to be set free, and someone is going to be delivered from your prayer line this Friday night. Someone is going to be encouraged. Someone is going to be uplifted. You know, see, hell is really already getting nervous because, you know, we're talking about the Christ. We're talking about Jesus. And listen, you on fire, you got me on fire, First Lady, you know. And so we want you guys to join her this Friday night. I see a few people flagging. First Lady, you want to take Lisa a call or two before we let you go? I see someone on the phone line flagging. They First Lady, they always do it at the end of the show. We ask them to flag early, and they wait right till the show is over, and everybody want to say something. So we're going to allow some callers to come in. Last four numbers, 3643. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
Good evening. It's Sister CJ. How are you all doing?
How you doing, Sister CJ?
Sister CJ.
I'm doing good. I just had a question for First Lady Pickens. Can you tell us more about your fire and Holy Ghost when people, the experience they get of joining you at 9 o'clock through the week on Monday through Friday? Do you all pray? Is there someone who speaks? Like, can you just give us a little bit for those who haven't, you know, dialed
in? Right. Yeah, you know, we're there every day, Monday through Friday. We pray, we whatever, you know, however the Spirit, because when I open up every day, I always invite the Holy Spirit to come in. I tell the Holy Spirit to come in, Holy Spirit, and just have your way. And the Holy Spirit shows up, too. But we have, you know, people come in, they give the testimony, they sing, we pray, we do scripture reading, and then every Wednesday I have a speaker to come in and give a word, so we just do it all there, it's just like on this prayer line, it's just like having church, and that's how I want the platform to be, because I look at it like this, I was doing it, and I still do every day. I send out a prayer through text, and so I was doing that before, but I discovered, you can reach more people doing a live, voice to voice than I can through text message. And on this, my platform, it gives people opportunity to come in, give testimony, I have a testimony, can help other people, when one person give a testimony, they don't know the effect that it has, because somebody might be at the crossroads of giving up. They are going through the same situation that you are giving your testimony. And it, change their mind. And so on there, we just like I said, we just have church. You know, we have church on this line. And because it's a scripture that said we are overcome by our testimony, you know. And, you know, so I encourage people to come in, whatever they feel, whatever God lay on their hearts to do. I tell them, you know, they are welcome to do it. And you know, I just come in and listen. So that's what it's all about, you know. We all coming together, sharing whatever, you know, that's going on, you know, with a person. You know, a lot of the time a person have a lot of stuff balled up on the inside, and they just, you know, needed somebody to talk to. And that's what the Fire and Holy Ghost prayer line is. It's a platform for people to come in. You know, because I wanted, you know, to, for people that didn't know Christ, you know, to come in. But then I discovered, you know, there's a lot of Christian people still. They need help, too. They need encouragement. And they need someone to talk to. And so through this prayer line, you know, they're able to get that, you know.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to First Lady Pickett, she's answering a question that one of the callers is having, Miss CJ. This is what she do on her prayer line. And once again, to those of you, that prayer line is every Monday through Friday from, 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. And may go over a little bit, you know, later. But, you know, we heard her say earlier, she done hit about 3 or 4 prayer lines before she get on her prayer line. And it reminds me of a scripture that it talks about Jesus got up early to pray while it was still dark outside. And, you know, we understand why he got up early to pray, because there's not a whole lot of demonic activity is going on. And so you get up to pray early to combat the enemy. And so by time, by 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, you know, if you call this prayer line number, she's sharing with you, you're able to come, you're able to, you know, whatever's on your heart to share, to listen, to speak, you know, she's given a platform and an opportunity to do that. How awesome that is. And so, First Lady, we want to appreciate you. Miss CJ Bell, we want to appreciate you, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
You
know,
okay.
I'm a big fan of the E-Man After Show and the Man in the Mentor Show.
Well, we appreciate you. You sound like you you've been to the beach or something. You sound like you. Are you up?
I am. I travel.
Oh, okay.
I had my dance mom hat on today, traveling back.
Oh, okay.
I traveled back from San Antonio today, so I'm on the unwind. But you know, I'm a night owl.
Yeah, because I'm used to Miss CJ. She go, hey, you know, a First Lady, right? You know, hallelujah.
Right.
Yeah, she be hyped.
Yes,
I'm like,
yes,
okay, this is a different voice I hear tonight.
Well,
yes.
You know,
well,
I keep a hallelujah in my spirit. I can give it to you if you want it. So good. I traveled all through the day with traffic, but hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
God is real.
Yeah.
Speaking every day. Hallelujah,
come on now.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yo, yes, ma'am. We
Amen,
thank
that.
You.
That's the CJ we know, isn't it?
Right.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to figure out, okay, is this, because I couldn't catch the one, because First Lady, I don't know nobody's numbers. And in my queue, it don't give names, it just give numbers. So I, you know, she flagged and someone else flagged. And when I heard her voice, I was like, she said, CJ. I looked at man, is that, that ain't the CJ I know, because she normally just, hallelujah.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yes. Well, that lets you know, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, this is how we do it over here. We just authentic. We down to earth, and the power of God is going to be moving. These prayer lines are anointed. They powerful. These women of God have been called by God to do a new thing into the earth. And so those of you that follow the E-Man After Show, you know Miss CJ Bell. She is a sponsor of the E-Man After Show. She has a corporation called Elite Visions. And she did a prep conference a few months ago, and man, did a mentor E-Man. We were able to host that conference, which was an awesome conference, by the way. You know, and Miss CJ, since I got you on the phone, is there any way people can go back and check that conference out, or I know it was an awesome conference, and if not, you know, it was so powerful. First Lady, did you get a chance to check that conference out?
I did. I was there watching you all. I couldn't respond back, but I seen you and Mindy and all of the one that was, you know, participating on it.
Okay.
Well, awesome. Yes, and we want to thank Elite Vision. She's doing an awesome job.
Yes.
And Ms. CJ Bell, we thank you. We appreciate you calling in tonight. But to those of you on the network, I told First Lady I was going to keep our hour. See, mm-hmm. First Lady, I have the liberty to shut the show down, you know, the network down. So, I, you know, they give me the keys. They say, E-Man, you can stay as long as you want to. And so we can go on and on. But we really want you guys this Friday night. We want you guys to go. We want you to go to this prayer line ministry this Friday night. It's Fire and Holy Ghost present the last seven sins with First Lady Shirley Pickens. We want you guys to chime in. We want you to call in. Once again, the call in number is 605-475-4120. Access code 771-5727 pound, or the alternate number is 717-275-8940. Access code 771-5727 pound. We want you guys to be there this Friday night. It's going to be awesome. And so, First Lady, we're going to be standing in the gap for you this week. We pray. We know it's going to go well. We know someone is going to be uplifted and encouraged. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a First Lady, so I know you're covered by your pastor. And to all of those speakers, though, that you're listening on the network, we know God got you. We know you got a word in your mouth. Mm-hmm. We know you're going to come prepared. And so we want to thank you, First Lady, for your time. You're always
thank
welcome
you.
To come back to the E-Man After Show. Once you you come on the E-Man After Show, you become family. And so we want to welcome you over here to
Thank
We
you.
And anything that you and the pastor and your church is doing down there, you can always reach out to me and we'll put it on the air for you, you know, and we so excited, you know, never had an opportunity to meet you yet. Hopefully we'll get to meet soon. But what you're doing is to be commendable, you know, your ministry, what you're doing and what, you know, for the body of Christ and for those not even in the body of Christ,
mm-hmm.
because it's all about reaching those that's not in the body of Christ.
Yes.
This is why we do what we do. And so may God continually, richly bless you, ma'am. You know, you stay on the wall. You and Pastor, y'all stay on the wall because, you know, some people can't stay together for a year. Y'all been doing this thing for 24 years, you know, and it's an awesome thing. And so to all, just before we go, you know, I have the liberty to do this also, Mindy and First Lady. Just before we go, maybe there are some people that's listening that you had listening. You want to shout out to them or you want to thank them because the phone lines are lit up. They normally lit up like this on Sunday night, but these numbers got to be Mississippi numbers. You know, I see quite a bit of people listening tonight, and I have been trying to stroll down to a lot of these numbers I don't recognize. Most of them is just a few. I see Deacon Smith. He's there on the phone line. First Lady, let me try to see if I can bring Deacon Smith into the phone call tonight, you know, just because
okay.
he sits on the panel here at the E-Man After Show, and I would be remiss
okay.
not to bring him in because this is through his connection that I even know you, ma'am, because his
mm-hmm.
wife and him, they do a prayer line, and we are on that prayer line. And for our relationship and friendship that we have, God have used this brother. He's just an awesome brother. Deacon Anthony Smith, are you there, sir?
No, why?
Good evening. Good evening to everyone. Yes, Mr. E-Man, I am here. Been enjoying the show here this evening, and I'm right here.
Sound like you got the grandbabies, man.
Yes,
grandbaby.
With them. Yes, sir. Papa's right on the phone. Okay, can you give me?
Yeah, he got the grandbabies, lady. This ain't nothing new for us, First Lady. He got the grandbabies. Well, man, we want to appreciate you and all that you do. You and your wife. I don't think I see your wife's number. I was looking for her number. I'm not so sure she's on. Is your wife anywhere around, Deacon? Is
yeah,
she on the line?
Call on and see if she can speak to you.
Yeah, get her on the line. We do want to recognize her tonight. Why? Because, First Lady, if you got time, I do want to recognize Minister Ubath tonight. Why? Because they do an awesome prayer line, and you're on their prayer line, and we want to recognize them for sure. To those of you that's on the network, we see you guys on the network. First Lady, you know what's amazing to me, First Lady Pickens? You know, we can see people that's on, we can't see them like individually, but we can see the numbers of the people that's on the network. They are chimed in somewhere everywhere. You know, they're listening to the E-Man After Show. So we want you guys to, we definitely want you guys to bombard this prayer line this Friday night. It's called Fire and Holy Ghost Prayer Line. Man, it's going to be awesome. Yes. Deacon, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm trying to get my wife on here. Minister Ubez, are you available?
Let's see if we can say hello to her tonight.
Okay, hang on a second.
You know, we ain't trying to put on the spot. We just want to say hello, you know. And you know, we got to tomorrow. You know, tell her to take her time. We got to tomorrow. You know, the First Lady,
let me give her my phone.
Anything else, First Lady, you got going on that you want to share and talk about? I'm going to give you an opportunity to give some shout-outs while they're getting first, Miss Ubeth on the line. Is there any shout-outs you'd like to give? You want to plug anything about your church outside of what you're doing Friday night? You could take this opportunity and do that. Because I'm going to ask you to pray out tonight, First Lady, if you don't mind. We're going to ask you to close the show in prayer tonight. Why? Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this owner over here on this network, this is why I'm on this network, because they believe in prayer, and they allow me to do a lot of this, you know. And so we definitely don't want to close out without praying tonight, just praying over the world, just praying over, you know, the calamities going on in the wars, and just pray out in your type of way. So until Minister Ubeth come, give some shout-outs, and we'll speak to Minister Ubeth, and then we'll end the show.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, hold on a minute, First Lady. Miss Ubeth done showed up. Hello, Minister Ubeth. How are you? Welcome to the E-Man After Show.
Hello, you guys. Hello, First Lady Pickens.
Hello.
Sister Amanda and Brother E-Man.
Hello.
How are you all tonight?
We're doing absolutely fantastic. You sound like you sleep too. Wake up. We over here fired up. Oh, okay. All right.
Not sleep, but it is my sleep time, but I'm not God. When you talk about Jesus, I perk up and wake up. I am here and I'm accountable for, you know, I am here and present. And it's a joy to be on the line tonight. It's a joy to listen to the discussion that's going forth on tonight. I'm like First Lady Pickens. And you guys, Amanda and Brother E-Man, I'm excited about Friday night. I do believe that God is going to move some mountains and stir up some things. We've already been feeling it, even coming up to this time. We've been praising God and seeing a lot of things happen. So God is in the midst, and I'm just super excited. And I'm super excited about you guys announcing it to those that have not had the opportunity to hear us, to come on and listen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we listen. We trying to prevail the world. We want everybody this Friday night. You know, they ain't gonna be doing too much. You know, we want them to chime in this Friday night. We want them to get some of this good word, because we know y'all are full. We know y'all guys been preparing yourself and consecrating yourself. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to holler at you for a minute. You know how I do it. First Lady, I'm just authentic. I ain't deep. You know, I just wanted to holler at my sis. That's all. See how she doing. Minister Ubeth, we want to thank you. And thank you, ma'am, for your prayer line. You know, Deuteronomy 28 Women, another powerful prayer line. Thank you for all that you do and answering the call for God. And you and your husband, y'all are on the wall doing what God called y'all to do. And this is what it's all about. And me and Mandy are honored to be able to share this with our listeners on tonight, by the way, First Lady. We are honored to do it.
Right.
You know, in the words of the old folk, we are peacock proud and hyena happy to do it tonight. You know.
Right.
So, Minister Ubeth, you can get back to doing what you're doing. Tell Deacon Smith we love you guys, and
we
want everyone to chime in. So, First Lady, I know you got to go.
Thank you for having me. We love you all, too.
Yes, ma'am. Good night now. First Lady Pickens, you can give your shout outs and you can pray us out tonight, ma'am. We appreciate it.
Okay, okay. I'd like to give a shout out to my husband, Holden, my two daughters, which is on the line, Tiffany and Diana, my five grands, Naya, Alexis, Jamir, and Jalen, and Jeremy. Shout out to our church family, the Beauty Hill Church family, my cousin Regina and Keyshawn, Betty Stewart, Tasha, Mary, Elizabeth, CJ, Danella, Melissa Danella Scott, and to the Deuteronomy 28, and to all of you all, shout out to you all, and thank you, E-Man and Minnie, for having me on this evening. I thank you for the opportunity. Amen. So it's going to be a short prayer. My throat is getting sore, so I'm just going to do a short prayer this evening.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and pray us out.
Okay. All right. This evening, dear Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for this day, dear God. We thank you for everything that you have led, expired as this for, dear God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for life, health, and strength, dear God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for our health and strength. We thank you for the activity of a limb, and we thank you for being closed in our right mind, dear God. Father, we just thank you right now, dear God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you would just look all over this country and land, dear Heavenly Father. The land needs healing, dear Heavenly Father, but we know what you told us in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if my people, which is called by my name, was humble themselves, seek my face, pray, and turn from the wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. This land needs healing, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we need you right now. We're leaning and we're depending on you. We can't live alone without you, dear Heavenly Father. We need you in every walk of life, dear God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will look in on every family that represented here on this radio broadcast tonight, dear God. We ask that you will look in on this man and woman of God, dear Heavenly Father. Continue to give them the strength to carry on, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you right now, dear God. We thank you for our family, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for our friend, our neighbor. We even thank you for our enemy, dear God. Dear Heavenly Father, help us, dear Heavenly Father, as we go on this journey from day to day. We ask that you would just keep us covered under the blood of Jesus, dear God.
Yeah.
We know if you keep us covered, that everything will be all right, dear God. Heavenly Father, we're leaning and we're depending on you. We can't live alone without you, God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would look in on every bereaved family, dear Heavenly Father. Look in on every sick person, dear Heavenly Father. Heal and deliver in the name of Jesus, dear God. Heavenly Father, look in over in Ukraine, dear Heavenly Father. Look in on them and even look in on Putin, dear God. Change his stony heart, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we know that you can and we believe that you will, dear God. We need you right now, dear God. We leaning and depending on you. Dear Heavenly Father, be a bridge over troubled water for us, dear Heavenly
Father.
Yes, yes. Be our leaning post, dear God. We thank you for ordering our steps, dear God. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father. And we ask that, dear Heavenly Father, that you keep a hedge of protection around us each and every day of our life. Be with us in our going in and our coming out. Strengthen us, dear Heavenly Father, we are weak. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen, amen. Yeah, Lordy. And we touch and agree with that prayer. So, amen, amen. So we want to direct you guys to this Friday night. It is the Fire and Holy Ghost present the last seven sins. And so you join us this Friday night at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, and you will be blessed. So, First Lady, we want to thank you for your time tonight. Get you some rest, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Amen.
Thank you.
Once again, thank you for having me. Amen.
Oh,
God bless
yes,
you,
ma'am.
And Mindy. Amen.
Yeah, you're family now. You can't get away if you want
to. Okay. All right.
Well, you be blessed and have a blessed, productive week. And we want to thank all of you guys that have joined the E-Man After Show on tonight. This has been another great episode of the E-Man After Show. Listen, I understand this is a late show, and so even Mandy is joining. But, Mandy, we got to get on up out of here. Mm-hmm. So let's stay big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we're all living proof.
Until next time, be blessed.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
God bless you all.
things from the world. Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions, 'cause we don't know why. Oh yes, we all need you to make a way, and we all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way when it all falls down.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.